This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
So we'll give you some updates on Hurricane Helene and what's going on. Some devastating news. But Mark Zuckerberg's trending this morning, not because anything new Meta or Facebook is doing, but people are shocked at the way Mark Zuckerberg looks now. Look at him. He sort of got a Jack Harlow vibe.
Talking about his hair? Or?
He's got the hair. He's got the chain on.
Oh, yeah.
And the black, oversized black tee. It is so clear, like, he wants to be cool guy.
Yeah, he does. I can appreciate it, though.
It's a better look than it was.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's gone out and gotten himself all tough and everything. He knows how to fight now. He's tired of being stuffed in the lockers. He's tired of getting pants, you know, whatever stereotypical nerd things people do to him.
Yeah.
I'm sure that still has been going on even since he's been a bajillionaire. People have probably been doing that same thing to him.
Yeah.
So now he learned how to MMA and he put on a chain like an old Bostonian man. Yeah. You know, that does. It looks like he's from Boston.
Yeah.
It's a look.
Yeah.
It's far better than that pasty look when he was on the skis or whatever, the ski-doo or whatever it was.
Yeah, right. But as soon as he opens his mouth, you're like, no, you're still a nerd.
Yeah.
Right. He starts talking about Facebook, and I'm like, all right.
You're still there.
You're a dork.
Yeah.
So Mark Zuckerberg trending this morning. Is there a trouble in paradise? A lot of stories out today about Taylor Swift not showing up to Travis Kelce's last two games.
Well,
I don't know.
I think that, you know, the whole PR machine would say, well, if he's not doing well, which has been the story, he hasn't been the same this season and so dominant as he has been. Her PR people are not going to want her to be associated with a loser.
She's a winner.
Right.
She's a winner.
She only wins.
Well, you know, perception is. I mean, I still think she's a miserable person. But, you know, to the public, she's, you know, got it all. She's everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, they're like the mustache, the haircut. Taylor, this guy is on the downslide.
Yeah.
You gotta get up away from him.
Yeah.
And now I've seen people like trying to refute the story. No, this is totally normal. It's normal for a wife of a celebrity athlete to not show up to some games. I mean, it is like full tilt.
People are freaking out.
They're freaking out.
Yeah.
Have you been following all that,
Lindsay? Oh, yeah. I follow them. Yeah. I like them, but we'll see.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But when the whole NFL has changed its marketing target to be everything about Taylor Swift coming to NFL games, if she doesn't come to one, then naturally people are going to go, "What's going on?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's just part of the soap opera that is the NFL now, and the, you know, TMZ on turf is what I call it. I just made that up.
That's good.
I like it.
TMZ on turf.
Let's patent that.
Copyright. TMZ might have a problem with that, but we'll copyright. And then some obviously sad news. More updates from Hurricane Helene. The death toll has risen to 130. They still don't have a concrete number about how many people are missing. But, you know, following along, if you'd like to make a donation, Peyton's Promise committed to donating $5,000 yesterday to Samaritan's Purse, who are helping on the ground. So if you'd like to help, peytonspromise.org. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Here we go now.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Regan's app. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Has everybody seen that picture of the woman? She goes to buy the bag salad at a grocery store in the UK, and she brings it home, and the video has gone viral, and she dumps her salad up, makes her whole salad, adds the dressing, tosses it in the bowl. Mm-hmm. And then as she's eating it, she gets to the bottom and a frog.
A live frog.
And it's alive.
Yeah, a little tree frog.
Oh, and it's cute
not,
thing.
It's not small. I mean, it's just like a toad. I don't know. It's a big frog.
Yeah, compared to that lettuce, it's big.
It's a sizable frog, but he survived in the bag, the shipping, and the, you know, raspberry vinaigrette or whatever she dumped on him.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I would have thrown up immediately.
I'm having trouble talking about it because I hate frogs.
Same.
So Riggins is afraid of frogs.
I am too. I always have been. But I'm a girl.
Well, fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. It's the way you don't really know which way they're going to go.
Yeah.
And it's happened so quickly. I don't like that.
And they're slimy.
And they're slimy and gross looking. Anyway, she's keeping it as a pet.
Oh, really?
That would not have been my reaction to finding a frog in my salad.
No.
But it reminds me of that time that years ago when we all went up to, I think it was in Chicago, when we were eating at that fancy steakhouse. Yeah. And one of our coworkers was eating through a salad. And when she got to the bottom of the salad, she found a huge...
It was a big beetle.
It was a beetle or a roach or something.
It was a beetle.
It was big.
I was there, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You probably don't remember.
And I have a terrible...
She's whooping it up that day.
Yeah. I probably was.
But she ate the entire salad, and that was the last thing remaining in the bowl. It was like, how unfortunate that you eat the whole thing and then find the beetle. But... people are commenting underneath this video of the frog saying the craziest things they found in their food. Here's just a sampling. I pulled a pork rind out of the bag with fur on it.
Oh.
Still had the pig hair, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, because it's skin.
Skin. Fat. We found a chopped up snake, including its head, in a can of green beans.
No.
Yum.
Yep. And then I got shards of metal in my fruit cocktail because the hotel I was at had an electric can opener that was shredding the lid as it came off.
Huh.
And they only brought it to her attention because she brought it.
What kind of hotel serves canned fruit salad?
Right.
Well, fair enough. A little fruit cocktail would maybe easier.
Yeah, fruit cocktail. Gross.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Cheetos bag I had? I bought that had that giant piece of cheese in it. It was huge. Yeah. It took up most of the bag.
Oh.
Just Cheeto dust?
It was a huge ball of Cheetos. Like, it got melted together in the factory, and they just threw it in a bag, it seemed.
And did you just bite into it?
Oh, like no. I threw that away. It looked disgusting.
Cheesy, though.
I would have still eaten it. It passed all the quality.
It's probably just extra crunchy.
Yeah.
I think so. Do we believe Rob threw it away?
I don't.
For
our purposes?
Because he always tries to act like he's, like, super picky and, you know, so discerning.
Yeah,
he probably ate that and looked to see if his app would give him a special prize for that. Is this the hidden Cheeto?
I found it.
I embarrassed myself tremendously yesterday, and I'll tell you all about it coming up next.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I really embarrassed myself yesterday in a big way, and I was on a tear. I was on a rant. I was like, this is the problem. In 2024, customer service just isn't what it used to be. I mean, I was like old man yelling at the clouds status. So I have this dog. His name's Riley. He's 6 years old. And he had some digestive problems when he was a puppy, and we've now gotten that settled with the right food. It was always the wrong food for him. So I found the perfect dry food for him, and I found the perfect wet food. He doesn't need the wet food, but I feel like if I was a dog, I would want a wet food. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what I would want.
Yeah.
So he eats this stuff called lamb and rice, and then it's called Lost in the Sauce. Like, it's got a bunch of gravy, and I'm like, that sounds delicious. I would eat lamb and rice, Lost in the Sauce. So I normally buy it online from Chewy or Amazon, and I know people are going to complain, that's really hard for the delivery drivers to give you dog food. I get that all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
But I just get the pack of 6 cans. They're like normal vegetable-sized cans, and I get a pack of 12 of them. So I know it's a little bit heavier, but it's cheaper online, and it's brought right to my door. That's how I like
and
to do it.
And who cares? It's what is part of their job. They offer it. That's part of the job.
That's what I was saying. Like, well, then don't sell it if it's too hard on your... I mean, I don't want to get into it. Like, I don't want to make anybody upset, upset.
Of course, Riggins.
Right. But so anyway, so he eats this lamb and rice lost in the sauce. They're out of stock online. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get this stuff. This is the only food that works for him, really. So I call over to a local pet store. I was like, do you guys have this on hand? It's lamb and rice lost in the sauce. And they're like, no, we don't have it. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're a carrier, a supplier. So I look on their website, says they have it, says it's in stock. So I'm like, I call back and I'm like, hey, I just called. I'm looking for this kind of thing. And they're like, no, we don't have it. I'm like, well, can you have somebody like go back there? It says you have 12 packages in stock. And they're like, ugh. If you can call back in 20 minutes, we'll have somebody on hand to go. So I'm like, okay. Now I'm like steaming. So I call back and they're like, okay, yeah, we'll have somebody go check. And then they're like, we still can't find it. What's the brand? I'm like, I give them the brand again. It's called Lost in the Sauce. And they're like, do you mean loaf in sauce? And I'm like, no, I mean Lost in the Sauce. And I go online. Sure enough, it is the loaf in the sauce. For some reason, I don't have any reading comprehension problems, but I do on this.
Yeah. You've been looking at it. It's called Lost in the Sauce this whole time.
The entire time. And I'm actually like getting mad at the person. I'm like, I promise you, I bought it for 5 years.
They're like, this
every
guy's
single
an
time.
Idiot.
He's a total idiot. And I was like losing my temper. I was getting like kind of heated about it. So I apologize if you had to deal with my poor attitude. I think I was kind. But
Lost in the Sauce is a cool name.
It's a way better loaf in sauce. That doesn't even sound good.
So, yeah, that's like when my little friend Jenny had me looking like a fool at the McDonald's drive-thru asking for the $5 bundle. She was calling it the $5 bundle. And we were like, what is that $5 bundle you have? And they were like, we don't have any bundle. And it was whatever the $5 meal deal is.
Yeah, yeah.
And thanks, I was calling it a bundle. And they're like, come on, Grandpa, pull up.
The bundle, one bundle, please.
The bundle, that and my cable.
More coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Remember, if you would like to help the victims of Hurricane Helene flooding in the mountains of North Carolina, you can do so by going to tjriggins.com/help. Make a donation there, and we're doing whatever we can to get the money out to the people who need it ASAP. Like the donation we made to Samaritan's Purse yesterday, $5,000. We can do more of that if you would like to help. Please do, and continue to pray for them. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida has sent Florida National Guard members and line people for electric work and that kind of stuff from Florida to North Carolina to help. So that's good. Leadership. It's great. Great guy. Now, there's something that I saw that is absolutely devastating to me. You can make up your own minds. This is a guy who is the father of what looks to be maybe a 10 or 11-year-old son, and the father is eating a dessert that his wife brought for him to try or to eat. Because she thought he would like it. So, listen to this.
Good.
Sincerely, the best thing I've ever tasted. It's my favorite dessert of all time.
That's my first time
it's seeing. So good.
That's my first time seeing you cry.
So obviously the son is devastated by this. If you could see his look on his face, he's like, ugh. It's the first time I've ever seen you cry.
Dad,
because he's got to be so let down at that point to see his dad crying.
Right.
Now, if something sad happens in life and a man's crying about it, fine. But because you love a dessert so much, it meant so much to you, you start crying.
It's got to be the greatest thing you've ever. I mean, I keep crying over any kind of food.
I don't care, Riggins. If it is the absolute best thing I've ever tasted and it causes gold coins to fall out of my ears, I'm not going to be moved by it so much that I start to cry.
Right.
I can't imagine.
Maybe a key lime pie, but that's about it.
Well, for a woman to cry over something like that makes more sense, you know, because y'all always have emotions running all over the place, Lindsay.
Right. But it's true. But still, even a woman crying, that's, I mean, over food, that's pushing it.
I'm thinking maybe that kid should be taken from him.
Yeah. Call CPS.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They go, well, why are you taking his baby? Because he cried over some sort of a dessert that he tasted.
Yeah.
Now, if his wife didn't even make it for him, especially. She yeah, she bought just it. Bought it at some, you know, it's in a jar with a label on it.
I would like to try it and, to see.
Yeah, just to see.
Well, there's no seeing. There is nothing.
There's no explanation.
Yeah, unless you have been starving and you're about to die, like on those nature shows or those reality Naked and Afraid and all that, and you eat something that makes you cry, that may be for the man, but not this. No. Not
yeah. this. Unless it's got like icing, like a picture of my dead grandfather on top of the cake or something.
Or you know that your dead grandfather made it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's spooky season, y'all.
Oh, gosh.
Officially. Ooh. Boo. So spooky.
Spooky.
Are you guys, Lindsay, are you a Halloween fan?
It's one of my favorite holidays. And I know y'all think that's crazy, but it's so fun for me.
You like it?
Especially, I love it, especially
now
with
you
kids.
Have kids. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just because I like to do a family dress up. And don't make fun of me. Y'all are going to make fun of me. I already know it. I like to do a family dress up. And this year I have a cute one.
You got an idea?
I got a cute one. Oh, yeah. I started thinking about this over the summer.
That is, well, how fun is that?
Yeah. Oh.
Start thinking
I know.
About it during the summer.
It's precious.
It's precious.
It's precious. Absolutely precious.
I know. And it.
Good for you.
Thank you.
For not having to worry about the real things in life.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you married well.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So, it's a lot of Halloween references right now. Top trending topics. Leatherface. I thought, who is Leatherface? I don't even know what that is. That's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize that one. But Jason and Freddy and Chucky, and they're all up there. So spooky season in effect. Happy birthday, President Carter. He turns 100 years old today.
Wow.
So, obviously, a controversial president. A lot of people really don't like him, and a lot of people think he was, you know, kind and charming and, you know, a good Southern boy. But 100 years old, that's impressive either way. Yeah, TJ's...
No, I'm just... I had a little tickle.
You got a little tickle in your throat. and then Disney Plus is trending this morning. They are introducing... Now, try to wrap your head around this. They've launched a new feature called Live Channels, starting with 4. One is called Hallowstream. It's a channel of Halloween content. Another is Hits and Heroes. That's Marvel and Star Wars stuff, throwbacks. And then something called Real Life. It's focusing on documentaries and series like that. So Disney Plus now with Live Channels. It's almost like cable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like regular TV.
Oddly enough, yes. Hmm.
So I'm not a Disney Plus subscriber. Rob, you are.
Yes.
And does a live channel interest you?
No.
I'm going on there to look for something specifically. I'm not going to just go on there to peruse, most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have Disney Plus, but I make my kids pay for it themselves if they want it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't...
What do they want? What are they watching on Disney Plus? Do you know?
Movies and things like that. Old movies and stuff, I guess.
Old movies.
Yeah. I don't know.
You have no idea.
No.
That was clear. Because
I'm not watching.
Movies and stuff.
Yeah. You know, the huge.
Yeah, it's, I like that you make them pay for that, it. That's
that,
funny.
That Titans with Denzel.
Sure. Oh, mm-hmm. And then Pete Rose trending. He passed away yesterday at the age of 83. Leading all time. How would you say that? They call him the Hit King.
Yeah, he still holds the record for the most hits by a single person in baseball.
Did he have the most at bats as well? They said that number is by itself is just staggering. How many times he was actually?
Yeah, he played forever. He was even a manager player. I mean, he was the head coach and he played at the same time. So.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So not without controversy, Pete Rose. So people are discussing that, but. Certainly a baseball legend. So RIP Pete Rose. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
Okay, let's go way back to when you were little. Say you're playing around the house and all of a sudden your mama comes on TV. How would you handle that? Well, we'll find out how it happened in Lindsay's house just yesterday. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, make sure you please go to our all of our podcasts and all of that stuff and subscribe. You can do that at Spotify, Apple, the TJ and Riggins app. You can do that and go listen and like and do all of that stuff. But we really want you to subscribe. No reason. We would just like for you to subscribe. Doesn't mean one way or the other to us. Doesn't make any difference. But please, do that. All right. So Lindsay rejoined the show yesterday after a small 8-year hiatus, and since she has been on the show before, she's had children. Now she has a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And when she was on the show before, there was no such thing as the internet or social media. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
But now we're on the YouTubes and everywhere else. You're getting video podcasts and that kind of stuff. So she posted on her story last night on the Instagram a video of her children looking up and seeing her on TV. Yeah. No, are they freaking out?
They couldn't believe it. They just could. My daughter's 4, Delilah. She kept saying, "There's two mommies. There's two. That's not you. There's two mommies." Like, I was like, "Do I look different? Like, what? What she? She didn't comprehend that was me." And then I said, "Brooks, did I do good?" He said, "Nope." I was like, okay, well, they're just like brutally honest, you know, just kind of punches you in the gut. But the real issue was my husband, Kyle. I come in there. He's watching it. He's like, so y'all are like really flowing. Like you're really flowing. We dated for 8 months when I was on the show.
Yeah.
I calculated. We did like 500 shows together while we were you're just now, like, did you not listen to me then? He couldn't have.
Because whenever I finally met him, he didn't say anything about me making jokes about you being with somebody from Chicago.
Right.
I mean, you know, and all of that stuff. And so he didn't say anything about it. So I figured he must not have ever listened.
He said, well, I didn't really, you know, I didn't know if we were serious. 8 months? Like, you didn't know we were serious? Like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I guess I just didn't really pay attention. Like, I don't know if it was the video he was trying to piece together. Because, you know, we weren't on the video back then. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I love this now, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Super nice. But he was my real issue. I'm like, dude, we were... He's like, so how do you like flow with them so well? No, well, we've done 1,000 shows together like in 4 years. Like,
did it for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Like, this isn't my first. He's like, your first day, you're like hitting it off. No.
Hello.
Yeah, like he was my main concern right there.
And then he's telling the kids to shut up so he can listen. They're going, that's two mommies. What's going on? I mean, they're shocked. Like, what's going on? And he's like, hey, y'all, be quiet. I'm trying to listen.
Yeah, that's like, funny. What do you mean? I don't know. Like, so anyway.
I've never heard your mama on the radio. Yeah. So I'm trying to see what she sounds like.
Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
His mind was blown. So but the whole family just doesn't get it. You know, they just don't get it.
And he didn't know if y'all were serious after dating 8 months. Right. That's That's the thing you should be concerned about.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
He said point and stare. I get it. He said that really fast that I didn't hear him the first time that we played that. Point and stare.
Point and stare.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means when somebody's freaky and weird, you point and stare at them. Because they always say, don't stare.
Oh.
Don't point. It's not nice to point. But saying that we are, you know, the type you can just point and stare at. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So thank you so much for listening, supporting us in our audio and video endeavors. We appreciate it. And today is National CD Day. So if you're going to rip this show onto a CD, thank you. But you rip it from a CD,
you rip it
right?
from a CD. Burn it to a CD.
I forgot. Burn it. So one of Riggins' favorite celebrities, if not his very favorite celebrity, a man named Billy Joe Armstrong
from
Green Day is getting some heat because he went off at a concert in San Francisco, and he was talking about the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas. And he said, we don't take blank from people like blanking John Fisher. That's the guy that owns the Oakland A's. He said, I hate Las Vegas. It's the worst blank hole in America. And so now the radio stations there are banning all Green Day music, the radio stations in Las Vegas.
Wow.
But the problem I have with that is that it seems like that anybody, like if you ban their music, then it seems like you really believe that they have any type of meaning in the world anymore, especially him.
Yeah, I mean, who's crying over lost Green Day music? I mean, no offense, but who cares? Who cares? Yeah. He doesn't exactly strike me as a Vegas guy either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he's 50. He's in his 50s, still wearing like a lot of eyeliner and cussing about the problems of the world. It's like, shut up. It's not interesting.
Yeah. I used to get him confused with Malcolm in the Middle. What is that guy? Frankie Muniz. Yeah,
they're both tiny guys, I guess. I can get that.
Yeah, except I like that other one.
Frankie Muniz seems like a nice guy.
And this dude is just a loser.
Yeah.
But you think he's hot, though, don't you, Lindsay?
No.
You're like, you love Green Day. Like you.
How did you know? That's just my type.
I bet you can't even name a Green Day song.
No, I can't. No, I can't. I thought one came to me, but no.
They do that one you might like. I hope you had the time of your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even now, I can't stand that. He's just so ridiculous.
He's insufferable.
He's the type that needs to just be pointed at and laughed at.
Yeah.
Just point at him and laugh.
Remember they cut him off at, I think it was iHeartRadio Music Fest. He's like, who do you think? I'm not Justin Bieber. It's like, yeah, you know what? I wish we were watching Justin Bieber, quite honestly. You're in Vegas.
You wish you were.
Yeah, exactly.
He is whiny.
You're not Justin Bieber, you're not going to cut me off 30 seconds. 30 seconds? I mean, he's a brat.
It's all we can take is 30 seconds.
I know. I mean, can you make it 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. I don't see him getting the guys together very often because I don't see him having many friends that just volunteer to hang out with him.
No.
Mm-mm. Well, we need to reach out. Reach out and try to help him.
Yeah, we'll pray for him.
Yeah, okay. There.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You got that right. Oh, man. Riggins, I don't know if you've noticed it, but having one girl in the room has turned into having two girls in the room because I just heard Rob trying to stir up some tea or something. I
think
that thing that you said about you wanted to pick a bone with Riggins about, I think that'd be good.
Yeah. I didn't think this would happen on the second day, me and Riggins getting it, but it's happening.
Okay.
So you have the worst taste in coffee. I mean,
I was gonna. Okay, go ahead. Because this is really gonna irritate. This is gonna make me mad.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I come in yesterday, and I'm appreciative of you giving me coffee because I needed a little pick-me-up yesterday. You know, it's early. I'm like, do y'all have like a K-cup, like a Keurig? You know, can I go in there? No, we do pot coffee here. Okay, fine. I haven't done that ever, I don't think. But, okay. So I go in there. It tastes like burnt trash. Trash.
When did you have that coffee? Yesterday, you talking about?
Yeah.
I actually wrote this out. She brought her own Keurig in today because I guess she couldn't take it.
I can't.
News for you. That's regular coffee. Made in a drip coffee maker is regular coffee.
Okay, I can appreciate a drip coffee, but get a better one. Like a classier coffee.
It's Folgers. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like pretty much the standard issue coffee.
See, I feel like that's an outdated coffee. We need to get a new, fresh. I mean, this has been around since. It's trash.
Yeah, it's been around since forever because it has staying power because it's so good.
Everybody likes Folgers. That's why we get it. You think
it's good too?
Yeah. Yeah, I like
Rob.
It.
No, it's all.
Thank don't
drink,
you.
Rob doesn't even drink coffee.
He drinks like a Ribbon Crunch vanilla Frappuccino, like 80 grams of sugar. That's not coffee. Yeah. And you brought it. Keurig does not make good coffee.
Yeah.
Well, Keurigs do not make good coffee.
Well, they're individual pods, so you can pick what coffee you want. Folgers probably has a K-cup.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
it just doesn't make it good. It doesn't make it well.
He doesn't like that method of coffee brewing.
And then you're back there with
80.
With 100 pods a day. I drink a lot of coffee. So what flavor is the coffee you're drinking?
Coconut Crunch.
Coconut Crunch.
Right, you're right. We should all switch to Coconut Crunch.
Yeah, I don't want that.
So good. Well, listen, I could do a regular original flavor coffee in a K-cup. The brand is terrible.
You're going to argue with Folgers. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Okay. Do you think he made it too strong? Or,
burnt. I don't know. It's like burnt. Folgers in your cup is terrible. It's terrible.
Don't listen to her, Folgers. If you would like to be a sponsor of the TJ Rigger, I would love to have you. It's Folgers. I like Starbucks. I like gas station coffee, McDonald's coffee. I like a lot of different coffees. But if you're going to complain about Folgers, give me a break. Yeah. Over for Coconut Crunch?
Coconut Crunch is the best.
Who even makes that?
I don't know.
And then unlike 8 years ago, Lindsay, when you were working with us, we're balling on a budget right now.
I can tell.
She's like, what else?
Yeah.
Your creamer's terrible in there. I'm going to bring a barista in. We're going to just do it up.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Dock workers at ports from Maine to Texas started doing the picket lines early this morning over an argument over wages and automation. And I saw the president of the National Retail Federation said this could lead to higher prices in every store and store shelves just not having the items that you expect to buy. So this could be devastatingly bad on an already, crazy.
Shaky economic situation we're already in.
Absolutely, and paying the amount that we pay for groceries. I mean, it's scary. So that has started this morning. The picket lines are up. Spooky season, top trending topic. Everything is about Halloween today because it's October 1st. Happy Halloween month. Lindsay, we found out earlier that it's one of her favorite holidays. Mm-hmm. Over Christmas?
No, not over Christmas. Good answer. It's like second.
Second over Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, Shmanksgiving. Like what?
But get your pumpkins. Y'all get your pumpkins.
Get your pumpkins, y'all. Yeah. So it is a lot of Halloween-themed things. And perfectly timed Joker Folie à Deux. That is the Joker sequel. The Lady Gaga vehicle is out this Friday, starring Joaquin Phoenix reprising his role as the Joker and Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
Is it true that she's afraid of ghosts? Is that story true? Where she every time she goes into a hotel, she's got some sort of a machine that can detect ghosts and all
like
that
a Ghostbuster.
Yeah. I saw that. The plot of Ghostbusters? I saw that was a story. Is that true? I mean, she's weird enough for that to be true. Yeah.
She has a machine that detects ghosts.
Yeah. I don't know what you call it, but it's a ghost machine.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised by that. I mean, if anybody is likely to have a ghost detector machine, it would be Lady Gaga.
I kind of want one.
You know, all of those celebrities are godless as it is, and you know, so they would believe in stuff like that.
Yeah.
She said her tour was haunted by a ghost named Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
That's most ghosts.
And they always name their ghosts. Yeah. Too. It's crazy type of people.
But people are talking about this is not, they're saying it's not a good movie. I don't know how they know this. Maybe they've gotten previews and screeners and things like that, but not hyped about it. A lot of music in it. They said it's borderline a musical. It's a confusing movie to me. I don't get it.
But the name of it tells you that it sucks. Say it again.
Joker, Folie à Deux. Am I saying that right?
I think it's Folie à Deux.
So are you going to take a comic book movie with a French title seriously? I mean, come on.
I mean, give me a break. Yeah. So those are just a few things that are now trending. We'll have more next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So today is National Pumpkin Spice Day.
Ooh.
And I feel like Lindsay would like pumpkin spice because she's like the most girl I've ever known. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, girly girl.
Yeah. I was hesitant to say girly girl, but like
my wife's pretty prissy as well.
Maybe that's the right
one. Yeah.
Prissy.
Prissy. I'm not offended by that.
You like it? That's not a bad thing.
No, it's just because it is me. You're right. Yeah, I mean, it's the truth.
It is the truth.
It is the truth.
She's got her Stanley.
Rose gold.
She's got a rose gold coffee mug and a Stanley with a gibbet on top.
I love that you're calling this a gibbet, like a crock gibbet.
Yeah.
My kids love a gibbet. But
same
that's,
idea.
It's the same idea, yeah.
She's got Stanley jewelry and things like that.
I'm a girly girl. I don't love pumpkin spice, though. I never have.
Really?
I don't like sweet coffee, though.
Yeah.
You know why? Because at the radio station we used to work at, they didn't have many options of creamer, so I just drank black coffee, and I've been pretty much black coffee since.
It's like working at the docks.
You know?
Like, they're pouring it out of the original Stanley coffee thermos.
Right.
That green one with the little silver lid on the little cup. Like,
I got a Stanley too.
Yeah. Got my boots on and my.
Tied off to a girder.
Put some chew in my mouth.
So it has been a long time since we've caught up with Lindsay. She was off for a few years, and now she's back, and it's really exciting. And I don't know a lot about Lindsay as a mom. When I knew Lindsay, she was single and then sometimes in a relationship, and she was out and bar hopping and going to clubs and getting dressed up and like doing shots and things like that.
Yeah.
But it seems like that is a thing of the past now.
Yeah. Oh. It is.
It kind of is.
It totally is.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of the natural progression as somebody who's becoming
an
adult.
But when you say it kind of makes me kind of sad a little bit, you know.
Country singer Clay Walker has a song that says that was before Mama was Mama.
Yeah.
Back then, when the kids look at it like that was before Mama was Mama. She's out being single and shooting whiskey and doing all these crazy things, smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that you were smoking.
No.
Do you ever cry over thinking about?
No, but like I mean, you do think about old times and, you know, especially like on the show, like trips we took, like just, you know, fun times, but.
Getting blackout wasted.
Yeah. I don't think I ever did that. Well, here and there.
You were fun time.
I was fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Is your life fun now? All right.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, my name is TJ, and I am the show's official fashion reporter with my finger on the pulse of the fashion community. Listening to the things that I have to say will let you know what to be doing before everybody else is doing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember, Riggins, when I said that people wearing, what was it? skinny jeans was going out, and the Gen Z is like in the high waisted jeans and the mom jeans, all that kind of stuff. So I'm always cutting edge. Well, I'm gonna tell you now something that's about to be trendy with everyone: transition lenses.
Transition lenses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have made them better, where they will go back to clear a lot faster than they used to, and they look more natural the way they're making them now.
Good.
So
yeah,
people with glasses, you get a you know, a really nice pair of frames, and then it doubles as the sunglasses.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
This is good news for kids, because I don't notice them on adults, but I remember kids having them in school, and I have to remember, like, oh, poor kid.
Yeah, my daughter had.
Really?
Yeah, had, they were pink, and then she was in
she was so
first
cute.
Grade,
yeah.
Kindergarten, first grade, yeah.
She has contacts now, or did she?
Oh, yeah, she does.
I think glasses are cute, though.
Mm-hmm. But I just remember my dad had some of the first transition lenses. And it was the only time we ever had family portraits done. And it was because they were doing them for free for that church directory thing.
Yeah.
And my dad was in the military, so he went and put on his dress blues, the whole thing. And in the pictures, when they turned those lights on for the cameras, his glasses turned into sunglasses.
So they were dark.
So I remember them trying to work around it. And he would take the glasses off and put them under his coat to shade them so they would turn back to clear, and then he put them back on. And now, thinking back on it, why didn't you just leave the glasses off?
Right.
Yeah. Just do it for the picture.
Yeah.
You didn't have to see.
Right. But that tells me that he had them because, you know, he thought they were fashionable.
Yeah.
And he wanted to look good in the pictures.
He was cool.
That's crazy.
But if so, that's the only thing he ever, in my whole childhood, cared about being in fashion with.
Yeah, that's wild.
You know, all the rest of it, he'd wear a hat that, you know, somebody had taken out of a horse trailer and said, hey, you want this hat? Sure, yeah. Stand up 10 feet on his head, the whole thing. But, yeah, so the ones that we had to decide on were ones that they didn't catch it in time before they went, you know, dark. He was wearing sunglasses. It looked ridiculous.
It's like, Dad, take off the glasses for 2 seconds so we can take a picture.
Yeah. Joe Cool.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
TJ, I don't want to... here's the conversation that happened right before you walked in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I go to start making the coffee, and I say, good morning, Lindsay. Lindsay's here now. And I say, good morning, Lindsay. And she goes, good morning. And she says, you know what? It's day two, and I feel like every day is going to be a hat day. Mm-hmm. Day two, mm-hmm. We're into hats.
You know, I think the first day I tried to impress everybody, you know, I was like kind of looking decent.
Right.
This morning I said, can't do my hair. Day two. Day two. Coming in hot.
So we got like 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Of, like, you know.
Yeah.
Normal.
Well,
Lindsay.
Yeah.
Well, she said that yesterday. She said, I think I'm going to have to join the hat club.
Mm-hmm.
She was just sort of putting it out there into the ether, like, hey, this is not forever. I will be going hats.
Right. Because by the end of the day, I started getting tired, and I was like, I don't think I can do this, you know.
So when you're wearing the hat, did you wash your hair?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm wearing the hat.
All right.
I don't know when I'll be able to wash it again. I'm so tired.
Maybe New Year? Maybe by the New
Year? Let's push for that. That's our goal.
Yeah. But see, none of that matters to me. Ever since I saw her scratch a wart off of her finger one time,
right.
I was just like, ugh.
We're in the nest, gross. Right? We're,
she's
no?
gross.
Safe space. She scratched a wart off her finger?
Mm-hmm.
One time. It was one time.
And she said it like it was a famous wart. She goes, well, I just scratched off my wart.
Feel like it had been there for years.
Wart.
Yeah.
And you just took your nail in the room.
Yeah. It came back. It's not there anymore. I think if you forget about them, they just go away.
If you ignore them?
That is how it works, I think.
I don't know.
Holy.
I've had some warts in my day.
Have you?
I have. I have scars from them.
Well, it's because you scratch them off.
Well, I got these permanently taken off. Listen, why are we talking about my disgusting warts right now?
I don't know. Just
people are like, oh, we used to like you.
Well, that's the fun.
You brought it up.
I know.
No, that is the fun part about Lindsay, though. She is like, you know, this model. She was a cat swimsuit calendar model. And but she's also like in her downtime scratching warts off her hand. It's that dichotomy. Yeah. That's fun.
Right. You got to balance.
Yeah,
you
know, life is about balance. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, Lindsay. She was a professional hollaback girl.
Yeah. Holla back.
Like a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still have that calendar, by the way.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but you were in a picture and it was raining on you.
It was raining. I was wet.
You were soaking wet.
I need an umbrella.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.